Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by My Digital Money. Now is the best time to get into crypto. It's not going away. Trump has endorsed it. The elite have bottomed out the price on purpose so they can buy up as much as possible. Soon it's going to explode. This is the time. If you ever thought about it, and is this a get rich quick? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Is there timing in the market? A little bit. But the bottom line is you can make a lot of money. I'm counting on it. Join me at mydigitalmoney.com. Well. I've been running down two stories. One is a story within the last year. Another story is a story that has been going on since about 2013, 2014. And Paul Preston and I have been all over this last part of the story. And it's a two-parter. And this is really important. I'm just going to cut right to the chase with the title. California is planning to secede from the Union and become a protectorate of the United Nations. This has already happened before, and then they pulled it back. They even opened an embassy in Moscow. I covered that, published a picture. Now it's not a big embassy. It was a makeshift nonsense with a screen like this behind them. Okay. The Republic of California. And here's why they're doing it. We're going to look at two stories in particular, combine two stories. One, California has over 50 billion dollars of debt. And of that, it's estimated at least 25% is fraudulent. Well, I'll give you the big one. Billions of dollars for light rail, high-speed train. Not one inch of track has been laid, and tens of millions for feeding the homeless. Not one meal's been delivered. Oh, does this sound like Somalia in Minneapolis? You're darn right it does. And I understand the DOJ is building a case, and I've had this information now for about 3 months, but it hasn't gone anywhere until today. I talked to someone, and I've asked them this question before, can you tell me? And they said, I can tell you now, cat's out of the bag. We have investigators on the ground in California compiling information against Newsom. Question, will treason be a part of it because of the communist Chinese situation with Newsom in California? Answer, no comment. Well, that is a comment. That is a comment. Now, the original plan, and this is, I understand, they're just digging up the old plan that was under Holder. Loretta Lynch was part of the old Obama people. They were a part of this. The old plan, though, was this. Secede from the Union. Good luck with that with all the military bases, but they said they were going to do it. 50% of the commerce crosses Interstate 15. Good luck with that. And they were going to secede from the Union, try to invoke the Kigali principles, being a UN protectorate. So they're not fully an independent country at this point, but a UN protectorate. The Kigali principles are members of, I believe it's 28 nations that can come to the aid of a fellow member, and they would petition for membership. And thus, like a NATO organization, they could bring in military to defend California's right to be free and independent. I bring this up because I first heard this and I said, you know, I know there's a factual basis to this, that this was a plan for California to do this. Their leaders know they're in big trouble for fraud. Now, I've been critical of Trump because of the lack of perp walks. I think he might make an exception for Newsom. Newsom, by the way, is related to Nancy Pelosi. Do I have to say more? I think the Trump people would be highly motivated to do this. And there's a link to Minneapolis. Somalia money is ending up in part in California. This is a big deal. About 10 years ago, Paul Preston came on my show. And as a subset to this report, he said there are radical groups in California that have talked about mass shootings at major public events. My source, who I hope won't be unnamed for long, and he said at some point he'll come on my show. I think it's probably after proceedings are ongoing, and I can't comment about the specifics of the case. I've been down that road before, but at least we'll get some confirmation. But the idea of Cal Exit is what this was called originally, and I don't have a name for it now. But Cal Exit was California exiting the Union. Jerry Brown, communist, criminal. And this is going to happen again. This is, I mean, I think they're desperate to pull this off now. I really do. There was some talk at one time that there was a group that's permeated California campuses called MeCHA. And they're pissed off. And I can't say that they don't have some validation historically to be pissed off, but I don't think you can turn back 160 years of history. Stolen land in California. Stolen from Mexico from the War of 1848 that we provoked. I don't argue that. That's a true statement. General Taylor provoked a Mexican attack by marching on an encampment. He lost seven soldiers, and that became the impetus for the war. And out of that, we got the Southwest. We wanted the gold, and we wanted railroad rights to the coast. That was the motivation for the war. And Mecha is, they wanted to build what was called Reconquista de Aztlan. There's been lots of literature on this. This is not secret. This is even taught at places like Chapman University, University of California, Berkeley. Janet Napolitano, who used to be the head of the California university system, promoted the heck out of this. This, you say, well, that's pretty radical. Well, I don't agree with them, by the way. I think it's, even if they had a legitimate legal claim, it's impractical because of the time that's gone by and the infrastructure that's been built upon it, the culture that's been built, and so forth. But this group called MeCHA had talked to with Cal Exit, and they talked about forming a joint organization. La Raza was also involved in this at the time. And this would have been circa 2012, 2013. And Paul Preston and I did shows on this. And I actually interviewed, they wouldn't come on the show, but they would talk to me off air. I actually interviewed some people from the group and I listened to them. Actually, they were very complimentary. They go, God, Dave, you actually listened to us. We thought you'd criticize us. I go, well, I don't think you can do this, but I said, I think you're entitled to your say. The land was eventually bought, and there was payment made to Mexico. And then they did the Gadsden Purchase, which more land was taken and was paid for. But that doesn't make it a moral and ethical situation. But you cannot turn history back. You know, it was interesting too, the Grammys last night. You got these people, all these people are doing is rehearsing for their next position, their next role as an actor, actress. And I got something to say, F ICE. F Trump supporters. This was Grammys until one guy got up and he said, I praise Jesus for giving me a second chance in life and bringing me these great opportunities. And they didn't want to hear that. But they kept referencing stolen land. We're sitting on stolen land. I don't, historically, that's a true statement. But I would also say go around the world. The Chinese national government, the CCP, stole land from the various Chinese factions, the old dynasties, multiple dynasties like the Ming dynasty, disappeared. And then you look at other situations. Okay, Gaza is going to be the next one. But you also had a rewriting of the map of Europe after World War II, after World War I. This happens all the time. And it's very difficult to roll back the clock. But this is the motivation that Cal Exit's using. Do I think they're going to go for these fringe educational groups that are operating in universities? Yes, I do. Do I think it's going to come out soon? I think it's going to come out really soon. I think the tighter the investigation gets on Newsom by the Trump administration, the quicker we're going to see CalExit go into motion. I mean, I'm wondering if this is going to be America's South Carolina moment, and this is where the Civil War will start. And will the UN have the guts to try to intervene under the Kigali principles? By the way, we were put into this thing illegally. It's a treaty. And in 2016, after the defeat of Hillary Clinton by Donald Trump, John Kerry, who was then the Secretary of State, and Barack Obama negotiated this agreement to enter the Kigali principles. And Kigali came out of the idea that if there's ever another Rwanda, the nations of the world should unite to go stop it. Well, I do agree with that. Rwanda should have been stopped. I don't agree with it that this is a basis for a secession of the United States. Let me show you something that appeared today. And there's someone here that put something out that knows more than what you're hearing in the media. Let me show you this. This is up on X. Update: California will stop paying all federal taxes and is preparing to secede from the United States, declaring itself to be an independent nation. They're not legally, they can't get the support from the UN if they just go and say we're independent. They can't do that. They won't get the help they need. If they want UN support politically and militarily, they've got to go as a UN protectorate in the beginning, and then they can apply for national status. So this report is a little inaccurate. And in the backdrop here, you've got that clown, one of the biggest criminals to ever serve in governorship, Newsom, with all the missing money. By the way, they're closing schools in California because of his fraud. They don't have the funds to pay. Companies are leaving California by the droves. Independent truckers, factories, retail, manufacturing, oil refineries, all leaving because of his communist policies. Although it's not illegal to be a communist, but it's illegal to, where's the railroad that people paid for? Why haven't you fed one person with tens of millions of dollars? This is all going to come together. And I'll tell you, I'll go back and I got to get Casey Fleming back on my show. Casey, a consultant to every major federal agency there is. We're at war, Dave. We're at war with China. China's behind this. They're trying to break up the United States. This is part and parcel to what Casey's talking about. Will Newsom join with these other fringe groups like Reconquista? I would expect that would happen. And I will tell you, they'll get some followers because historically they're correct. But practically, could you really use that as a basis to go back up? What is that, 160 years and turn back the hands of time? Really? And then I would say this, well, what about the Aztecs? Would Mexico have to make a move? You see, this is the impracticality of it, but it sure is fodder for discussion. And it speaks to the highly volatile nature of what's here. By the way, I'm hearing that stuff is going to ramp up in Seattle. We'll see if I'm right, but I've heard Seattle is primary and the return of Antifa and other groups. Man, we live in difficult times. This is why, and I said this morning, MAGA base is unhappy with Trump. And some of you don't want to hear it, you want to keep your head in the sand. But I went through the 10 biggest things, and there could have been 20 or 30. But Trump is the only option. We have to encourage him to get centered. And that means he's got to prosecute people in Minnesota. He's got to prosecute Newsom, and he can head this stuff off. And it ain't going to be popular. And honestly, I don't care if it's popular. We're headed towards a Fort Sumter. And when the Fort Sumter starts, all the people that are in our country who have bad intentions, not the average undocumented immigrant. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those that came here with a purpose, like Chinese spec ops. And as Casey Fleming said, they're waiting for the signal. And Newsom, I'm sure, will coordinate this with the signal. Just want to remind you, if you think I'm out to lunch on this, in his State of the State for California, he spent 10 minutes praising Xi Jinping. By the way, the rumor is he's had a stroke. I don't know where that's gone because I'm reporting this morning. I had a business meeting this afternoon where I'm actually going to probably start a sports show in a different venue. I need to have some fun, entertainment, and fun distraction. I hope you all understand that. But I was at this business meeting, so I didn't get a chance to update on Xi Jinping, and I'm fighting the clock to get my work done today. So update me, send me emails, comments, and let me know. But I'm pretty sure Xi Jinping's in trouble. That doesn't mean that he's not in bed with the Communist Party as a whole. Hell, you got Roy Singham, an American entrepreneur, sold his company, private equity investment, for 775 million with an M. $1 million and is partially funding the Minneapolis fiasco. He funded riots in LA against ICE. And these two, Newsom and Singham, are friends. They're colleagues. This is all adding up to civil war. And President Trump needs to back away from all foreign entanglements and say, I'm taking care of home. The 50,000 soldiers, they moved out of harm's way, fearing Iranian attack. They need to bring them here and restore order before it's too late. We could be like Bosnia in 1992. Where going to the grocery store and getting home was an adventure. They didn't like your ethnicity. Someone's on the roof with a sniper's rifle. That happened in 1992. It wasn't safe at night. People would hide in their homes with the lights off and just let the intruders come in and take things. It was terrible. I've interviewed people from that time. I've written stories about that. And as divided as this country is, there is the numerical opposition to the status quo to actually force these scenarios upon us. I got to get Casey Fleming back on. I'll work on it. Okay. His agent already reached out to me and says we need to do a return appearance. If you've not heard that interview, go into last week and look at what I said about the CCP. And Casey's presentation was fantastic. Hey, thanks for joining us here. We'll see you back here next time. Turning Point's questionable financial practices didn't just begin with the death of Charlie Kirk. And obviously, let's apply a little common sense here. Clearly, he called for a DOGE auditor effort prior to his death. So clearly that had been going on. And it had been going on during the Biden administration, before Trump ever came into power. Now, Trump and Senator Chuck Grassley have defended Charlie Kirk and TPUSA. But let's just back up. A lot of these financial issues that we're talking about and the two sets of nine count felony indictments at the state level against State Senator Jay Kaufman in regard to TPUSA, Tyler Boyer. That started before Trump took office. We're going to show you what I have found here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And the purpose behind this broadcast is to shed light on the fact that TPUSA has not been a clean organization, at least in a lot of people's minds. So we haven't made these allegations up because Charlie died, or we're trying to sensationalize against TPUSA to get clicks because Charlie died. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with this organization makes me pay higher taxes so they can get tax-free stuff. And I don't know that it's worthy. We're going to look at it though. Hey, we're brought to you by need a better immune system? Well, I want my healthback.com/Dave Hodges. The product is the NanoSoma liquid spray. It restored my lungs to full functioning and better than it had been after I had negative prognosis with RSV and strep lung linings. It doesn't treat anything. It raises your immune system levels to unbelievable levels. It's preventative and restorative at the same time. I wish everybody in America could be on this. You could be on this now, and you could start making a difference on how you feel, how you behave, And for me, this increased my longevity. I have no question about that. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we are going to pull this up and look at this document. According to unclassified FBI files released by the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chairman Chuck Grassley in September, interesting month Charlie was killed, the FBI under the Biden administration investigated Turning Point, the conservative organization co-founded by Charlie Kirk, part of a broader probe known as Arctic Frost. This investigation launched in April of 2022, initially focused on alleged efforts by Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results, expanded to scrutinize at least 92 Republican-linked groups and individuals, including TPUSA. So this was a broad-based effort to shut down pro-Trump groups. There's no question about that, but that doesn't take Turning Point off the hook. Now, these organizations here, you see, the Republican National Committee, the Republican Attorney General's Association, the Conservative Partner Institute, and the American First Policy Institute believe this was weaponization. Subsequent releases indicated the scope may have grown to over 160 Republicans, encompassing members of the current Trump administration, okay, and even personal cell phones of eight Republican senators for tolling data. And that's paid for by the government, so you can't do that. The probe that was launched in part against TPUSA was a joint effort involving the FBI, the DOJ, the Inspector General, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, the National Archives, and was assigned to then Special Counsel, the crazy and lunatic and fraudulent Jack Smith, involved issuing subpoenas to financial institutes tied to these groups. TPUSA specifically received a subpoena in December of 2022 amid scrutiny over potential funding for January 6, 2021 Capitol rally. Ooh, boy, did they want to put Charlie in prison for the J6 situation? That's what it's starting to look like. Kirk had promoted the event, and TPUSA's political arm, Turning Point Action, organized transportation for the attendees. Grassley and other Republicans, including Trump, characterized this as political weaponization and an abuse of power to target the entire Republican political apparatus. No indictments resulted from the investigation into TPUSA. Some sources described the claims of broad political targeting as exaggerated, noting the probe's focus mostly on potential election interference and J6 activities. While the documents tie the investigation to TPUSA, they do not explicitly confirm personal probe into Kirk himself beyond his role as the organization founder and leader. Well, he's still accountable. The revelations came from whistleblowers and were highlighted during FBI oversight hearings, prompting accusations of partisanship of both sides. Okay, now that I did that just to establish the fact there was an investigation by the federal government against Turning Point. Nothing came of it. But I want to point out some things here. I am satisfied that Zach DeGregorio's work about transferring money from the 501c3 that can't do politics, $8.6 million to Turning Point Action, political arm, and you can do some politicking there as long as you're true to your mission as a nonprofit. That's questionable. It's probably not legal. And that's what a lot of people are saying right now. Did that happen for J6? The buses that Turning Point got. Was it Turning Point Action? Looks like it was. But did they get their money from Turning Point USA? And if they did, they broke the law. Now, we already have Erica Kirk breaking the law at AmFest in December. She had Turning Point USA behind her, as I've pointed out, on the tickets. It was Turning Point USA, 501c3, can't do politics. And the website says Turning Point is a 501c3, Turning Point USA. And she gets up there and says, hey, we're going to make sure the Congress is something that J.D. Vance can work with for 4 years. And we're going to work very hard to get J.D. Vance elected in 2028. Hello? Can you say hello? That's illegal. And I'm tired of Turning Point saying, ask no questions. Don't you dare ask questions about, look, you're getting tax breaks and I have to pay more. And you look like you're breaking the law, Turning Point. This is a problem. The Trump administration called this weaponization of resources. I don't believe it is. And then we get into the mysterious Bill Montgomery. And I'm going to have to get into the weeds on this one. His wife left post-World War II Germany. That opens up not necessarily anything wrong, but a whole avenue of investigation. Bill Montgomery ran the finances for Turning Point by himself for a long time. That's a lot of power in one man's hands. And the group that he brought in to audit was beholden to Montgomery in other audits. So it was like the fox watching the hen house. So when we talk about the auditing firm gave Turning Point a clear bill of health, that means absolutely nothing when Turning Point says that. Nothing at all. And we're going to have to look into Bill Montgomery. He handpicked Charlie, was his, I believe he was his handler in the beginning. And Charlie was trapped. Now, setting Bill Montgomery aside, knowing we're going to investigate that avenue, Charlie repeatedly said, Turning Point's going to be the death of me. I know I'm going to die young. The day before, and I've got this confirmed. Candace has it confirmed that Charlie said, they're going to kill me. I don't think he knew it was the next day or he never would have gone to Utah. But he knew he was in trouble. Charlie was picked because he was talented and he was used. Now, I'm going to use this opportunity here because there were some powerful, bad, and I believe some evil people associated with Turning Point. And I believe they're capable of about anything. And we're going to actually look in closer to Turning Point to see how right I am. But I'm going to give you an alternative view of Erica Kirk. And some of you are going to have a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, no, Dave, that's not true. She's terrible, awful. Okay. I'm asking you to not rush to judgment, and I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying we have the she's not the grieving widow and she's money hungry and that's all she cared about and she was a honeypot. I think that's an excellent starting point with her. But there is the alternative, and we have to consider it as we piece this thing together. Hey, look, we got the federal government on the run. They're coming out with a whole new BS theory. On the Tyler Robinson case, oh, it's now seven people, and I had these organizations, and Roy Singham, a communist Chinese. No. You still had to have the 30-06 do the killing. You still paved over the crime scene, blah, 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 blah. It's still the same old BS that we've had. But we got the government on the run. They know we're onto them, and now they're trying to cover their tracks, I believe, with implanted digital information. And tying this to groups that wouldn't know how to get their shoes out of the closet without help. This was a sophisticated killing. The coordination of it was incredible. And if you think it's this trans free group, I don't know how they refer to themselves, something like that. That doesn't explain George Zinn with CIA ties, stands up, drops his drawers. I did it, I did it, I did it. No, I'm sorry. He wasn't part of that group that they're trying to allege that Tyler James Robinson was a part of. And you got the Zinn factor. That negates their whole theory. We have them on the run. But I'm going to give you an alternative theory. What if Erica wasn't a honeypot? She just lied about her past because she's got to be this pristine vision of Christian virtue. She could never have dated, had a premarital affair. Never drank, blah, blah, blah. She lied. She lied through her teeth. Now, the weakness in this is I believe they're covering up Fort Huachuca. That's the weakness in what I'm going to give you, and I fully admit that. But what if her reactions emotionally that seem disjointed don't lack grieving? Can fear overtake grief? You're at a funeral. Someone shows up and points a gun at you from a distance, and you see it. Do you think you're going to forget momentarily about the person you're there to grieve and take defensive action? And this might be what we're seeing with Erica. The Egyptian planes followed her too. Candace has produced the results. We've got it. Charlie and Erica. If your only interest is changing leadership by taking out Charlie, then why would you follow Erica? Her emotional reaction that's bizarre for a grieving widow might be due to fear. Not saying that's my number one theory, but if we don't throw this on the table now, we could miss things that we analyze to get a holistic picture. The one thing we do know right now, the FBI is so full of crap. I don't know how they find their way out of the toilet. And I'm being very serious. This second theory, the expanded version of the first, is, I think, worse than the first one. As my dad used to say, the more you stir shit, the worse it stinks. And they're stirring their own shit, and it's terrible. I think one of the keys to getting into this is looking at Bill Montgomery and some of his associates. Now, I'm not saying Bill Montgomery had anything to do with it. I have nothing to suggest that. But let's put it this way. He was clearly Charlie's handler, and we need to take a close look at him and that of his wife. And I have found some things that are worthy of investigation, but I'm going to sit on that because it may end up going nowhere. This case is complicated and goes to high levels, I believe, of intelligence. PSYOPs are a part of it. Media manipulation is another. And their ability to influence the Trump administration shows you how powerful this is. We should not walk away from the Charlie Kirk case until we are satisfied we have the answers, because all these elements scream major, major event. And Charlie's assassination isn't the only thing we got to worry about from Turning Point. And it is a negative check mark for the Trump administration that they're being silent. And I can only think of one reason why they'd be silent. They're protecting Israel. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. More to come. I told you we'd be back, and we'd be back from a Christian perspective. I have to question what I'm doing. Am I engaging in blasphemy? No. Am I trying to invent a crisis that's not there? Absolutely not. Am I trying to inflame a normal situation into something that'll draw attention and benefit me personally, as Candace Owens has been accused of? No, not at all. In fact, again, I'll say this again. I started out on the side of TPUSA, said not going to go down the Kennedy assassination conspiracy route. I also said support Erica Kirk after it was announced she was going to be the CEO. And I had no reason not to engage. But after the, I had concerns that were growing almost immediately, but I thought, okay, I'm not going to go there. But after the memorial, that was my turning point. And I started to ask questions, and then I looked at what was going on. I said, wow, we need a prove me wrong debate. And TPUSA, you still come on my show? You still come on my show. I know you won't, but you should. You should be going on other people's shows. Is it biblical to be doing what I'm doing? This is what I wanted to know. Because if it's not, I've got to go do something else. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I found. And we're going to get to that right after the break. And I'm going to throw these two things out here. Immune system functioning is five sprays away. You want to improve your immune system? This is it. You want to lessen the harm to your joints, get relief, less inflammation. This is your ticket. These two here greatly improved my life. The first one, the spray, saved my life. Then you've got the skin cream that treats cuts, bruises, burns, and fine lines and wrinkles. Together, they're the starter pack, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want my health back. And you will get it back. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, to answer that question, let me go to something I think is really important for us to look at. And it's now disappeared on me. Let me see. Here it is, I think. Okay, here we go. Common themes among passages. And I wanted to do a condensed version. Okay. Three passages address what I asked. There's many more that do too, but these three in particular. Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11, Mark 11, verses 15 through 18, and Jeremiah 7, particularly verse 31, share overlapping themes of hypocrisy and religious practice, exposing corruption, which is what I think we're doing, and the call to genuine righteousness over superficial rituals, which is also what I think we're doing. Okay, now in Ephesians, it basically, when we go light versus darkness, we are to live as children of light, producing goodness and truth while rejecting, look at this, and exposing fruitless deeds of darkness. TPUSA, I'm going to address this to you directly. I don't care what's legal. What I know about the firing of loyal TPUSA employees without so much as severance pay after all the hours they worked, the time they worked for you, the sacrifice they've made, because you're not paying great except for yourselves in the inner circle, and the heartless way in which they were fired. I call that evil. Oh, you call it legal. Legal can be evil, and it is. Okay, and right here, Jeremiah's condemnation of Israel's reliance on the temple as a false refuge, a den of robbers. Well, when you tell people, donate to me, dear donator, thank you for your $25. We'll send you out your hat. And then you get a deal and says, oh, we got a problem with the hats. We'll give you a little trinket, a rubber band to go on your wrist. It's a joke. It's misrepresentation. You didn't fulfill the contract, and I think it's legally actionable. But it clearly speaks to this here. Okay, den of robbers. I call that theft. Okay, while committing idolatry, injustice. Well, okay, you continue to lie and say you filed your 990 forms on time. You did not. You continue to lie and say it's typical business practice to send a $4.5 million payment to a state senator who's under 9 felony count indictments. Telling you, yeah, is that good fiduciary responsibility? I call that injustice. We talked about your immorality. And when your CEO lies about her past and she's supposed to be the pillar of a Christian organization, I didn't date for 5 years. I didn't drink. We know that's all a lie. That's immoral. That's immoral. We have the right to call this out. Okay, then it says both of these verses here emphasize that God sees through the hypocrisy and demands inner transformation. Now, repent, walk the other way, do the right thing, and then I'll praise your name. I don't see that happening, but I'm not going to underestimate God. Corruption in sacred spaces. Mark depicts Jesus as cleansing the temple. Remember when Jesus walked into the temple and he's there's all this idolatry going on inside my father's house of worship. And he went ballistic. Jesus was a man's man on that day, MMA. It's pretty amazing. Quoting Jeremiah 7:11, excuse me, down here, to decry its transformation in a marketplace, exploiting worshipers. Yes, I believe you're exporting your donor class, except for the big ones that are getting what they want. Jeremiah's broader oracle warns against treating the temple as a talisman for safety amid ongoing sin, predicting its destruction like Shiloh. And God was real clear in the Shiloh thing. He says, hey, look, I warned Shiloh. You keep doing this, you're going to suffer the fate of Shiloh. TPUSA, you're going to suffer the fate of Shiloh as you have done these things. Okay, together. These verses critique religious institutions corrupted by greed. Oh, I've lost Charlie. But we've taken in $250 million, and this is not really much of an embellishment or exaggeration. Greed. Oppression, your lead speaker. You're going to be deplatformed, and we're going to go after you if you don't shut up and quit asking questions. Oh, we're going to sue you if you keep asking questions. With your cease and desist letter to Zach DeGregorio. Oppression. Yeah, what was it? The story Candace told that you thought someone was being disloyal, you took their computer, and then you fired everyone around them because they might be infected with her attitude, whatever that was. Okay. Truth, obedience, and justice. All passages stress actions over empty words or rituals. Jeremiah calls for reforming ways, treating the vulnerable justly, and rejecting idols. Money is your idol, DPUSA. To truly honor God, Ephesians reinforces this with finding out what pleases the Lord, while Mark shows Jesus' righteous anger as a model for confronting systemic evil. We're not seeing the appropriate level of grief. We haven't seen the questioning of very suspect and questionable investigative practices from law enforcement. The legal proceedings are off the charts, bad for the defendant, unfair, I believe unconstitutional. If you're interested in justice, then why are you supporting the quick trial and conviction of someone who clearly didn't do it? Continuing. The overarching message is a warning against the complacency of faith that must manifest in ethical living or judgment follows. Okay, it's our job to expose what's going on. That's really clear from these three passages here I referenced earlier from Ephesians, Mark, and Jeremiah. Okay, now what I think is going to happen is the fate of Shiloh. At some point in time, when you've used up your usefulness, TPUSA, and you no longer have that special protection you enjoy right now, it's not going to be Jesus per se walking through your temple, overturning the tables and chasing out the livestock and getting rid of the idolatry as an organization that professes Christianity. It's probably going to be the authorities at some point in time. At some point in time, organizations like you get justice. And we don't think that you are an honorable Christian abiding institution. Many of us think that. It's our opinion. Of course, Ben Shapiro wants us locked up for saying that. We can't talk. Well, change your ways. Show some real grief over Charlie. Give severance pay to the employees who you butchered their careers. Wouldn't even give them a reason. At least you should have treated them like human beings that sacrificed for you endlessly. I understand they were on salary and you were taking advantage of 80 and 90 hour work weeks because they were on salary and not being paid hourly. I have a problem with that. And I actually think the IRS has a problem with that too, as does the Department of Labor. But getting down to the big things, I'm going to go over a speech that Charlie made 3 years ago in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you're not living the ideals he put forth. And this is why we're upset. And then we see deceit to cover the change in direction. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, you've heard me almost daily just chastise the federal government's investigation, which should never have happened because it's a local matter, a little thing about the 10th Amendment, right? Right? State committed crimes, not involving federal officials, not crossing state lines, doesn't belong under federal authority. But the federal government wanted to control the narrative. So they came up with the fake Tyler James Robinson nonsense. Well, that's fallen apart. So now they've come up with a new theory. And hats off, Gary Franchi. I go back to the first time I interviewed you a long time ago when I was on RBN. You were great then. You're great now. Next News Network, standing out. He went through and gave chapter and verse of the new government theory on who was behind the death of Charlie Kirk. And all the little Trump soldiers are marching along with it so they can preserve their narrative. And even though Charlie wanted Epstein files released, even though Charlie was walking away from Netanyahu, yeah, exactly. We now have an expanded version of the same BS. And it's BS layered upon BS. And I mean, it's total BS. I can smell BS from a mile away. I could smell this from 100 miles away. This is disgusting. And I mean disgusting beyond belief. I can't believe that they would insult the American intelligence with this new furry mafia theory that's happening. Okay, some furry mafia, if you've ever heard it. I think Megyn Kelly described it best when she said, it's sexual arousal deriving from imitating animals and more stuff that I don't really want to get into, but you get the idea. Hey, look, what people do behind closed doors with the consenting adults, that's up to them. They have to answer to their own maker. I don't care. But what I do care is the federal government's taking this, and they've taken a group that most people won't identify with, blame them so there'll be no sympathy for them. And they know that this is an easy target to lay the assassination of Charlie Kirk upon. Well, we're going to get into why this is total BS, and you should believe this even less. And it's just proof the Trump administration is lying to the American people through their teeth. And this is really classic why Trump is losing the trust of MAGA. I think MAGA still stands. It's Trump that's following. And unfortunately, he's going to take the MAGA movement politically down with him. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And I have to tell you, the first bank has failed in 2026. Already? Yeah. And those people's funds, unless they're one of the preferred elites, will have their money tied up for months, if not years. And if they're lucky, they'll get 100% refund, but we don't care if you have to pay bills. We have our administrative policies to follow. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this is how it's done in bank failures. And right now, the silver debacle, the debasement of the dollar debacle, has created a bank debacle. It's disgusting. And you're going to suffer for it if you keep your money in the bank. Now, you have to have operating capital. I'm not arguing that. You should. But if you keep your resources in the bank, you are playing with fire. And at least a good portion of your money should be going into precious metals because they'll hold their value. Unlike the dollar, why would you put money in a bank and get killed by inflation? Even if there was no risk the bank could fail, or they're not one day under Dodd-Frank 2010, that law says they can keep your money and do that. That's stupid. So what should you do? You should call Noble Gold. If you have a retirement associated with the bank, that's going to be affected. Savings, 401k, they're going to be affected. So you need to call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and you get 10 of these silver coins for new qualifying customers. And if you forget the number, just simply go to DaveHodgesGold.com, request the material, and someone will contact you. They do not pressure. Now, the Federal Trade Commission wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. We agree with giving that warning. The biggest warning in America should be about the lack of health and vitality of our banking system. DaveHodgesGold.com or 877-646-5347. Okay. Go over to Next News Network. Gary breaks this down chapter and verse. Okay, man, what a great job he did pulling together disparate sources and producing. And Gary, I know if you have not declared this, you will soon. You're too good of an investigator. This is total horse crap. They know the narrative's falling apart and America doesn't believe it. But the new narrative's no different. All they've done is add people with unusual sexual desires, not common, into the foray and have added more groups. And God, it's so interesting. And Gary, high five right here. Gary pulled in something to support Kash Patel's new narrative and says that Roy Neville Singham is funding some of this. Now, who's he? He's the guy behind the protests across America. He's the one that pays the protesters along with Alex Soros. Although they didn't mention Soros, Gary did mention Singham. I almost fell out of my chair. You go, whoa, I mean, he's the Minneapolis guy, at least one of them. And this is stunning, stunning. Let me tell you, let's clear away all the confusing BS. They say they have all this social media, which can be faked. Okay, we've looked at the communication of Tyler James Robinson. Yes, my dear. In Shakespearean language, I'll express my love to you. Really? 22-year-olds talk this way? I don't think so. It's implanted, just like the fake image on the roof and the grainy video. And Danks. Oh, Danks. High five to you, too. So we got great people working on this. He showed that that's not Tyler Robinson. Created AI to do facial measurements and comparisons. That ain't Tyler Robinson on the roof. Ain't him. And of course, he had a bad leg, right? And he jumped off a 15-foot drop and just got up and started running. Is this Tyler Lazarus James Robinson? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And he didn't confess. Show us the confession. Where's the autopsy report? Where's the judge? Where's the defense team that's, I believe, bought and paid for? Why aren't they presenting motions to disqualify the evidence because the crime scene was paved over? He should walk away based on that. And listen, I'm not supporting him. I'm just saying the evidence doesn't support he's it. And let's not forget the final straw. Ryan Mata. See how many good people we have here on our side? Ryan Mata found the IP source from Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C., investigating Tyler James Robinson on September 9th, the night before the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Do you have a problem with that? I have a problem with that. This new convoluted federal, and they say, oh, we have all this digital information. Oh, this is like a trans mafia. I mean, that's my term, but that's basically what got described by Gary, is he brought in all these things the feds were talking about. It's horse crap. And once again, here's the FBI bringing in fake evidence when this is a state trial. And why? Oh, because we can't have anything pointing to Israel with Epstein, with undue influence on TPUSA, American foreign policy. That's why. This is nothing but unmitigated, stinky bullshit, second verse. Don't believe it for a second. Call it out for what it is. And I'm going to recommend go to Danks, look at his facial comparisons, okay, with the AI he brilliantly created. Go to Gary and go through his entire progression and step back and say, you still have to believe the 30-06 killed Charlie. To buy this new version, you still have to believe the 30-06 did this. That's a non-starter. That's absolutely a non-starter right there. And then, please listen to me. Take my work, follow Gary on this, Gary Francy. Follow Danks on this, follow Candace on this, and go crazy with it. Spread it everywhere. They can't guarantee you'll get the shares you should get. We need to destroy this false negative before it ever gets off the ground. Just like the Egyptian Airlines, right? Anyway, share this far and wide. Okay? America, you're going to have to stand up for yourself because you're being betrayed. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.